From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something that you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome in to this Monday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Parham, Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio on this Monday morning, just after 8 o'clock. Ole Miss beats Austin Peay 54-17 over the weekend. I'm having a really hard time remembering that score, but it was 54-17. Over the Governors, getting ready for the Green Wave this weekend. Ole Miss and Tulane, 7 o'clock, ESPN2 on Saturday. So we'll look at some lines for the week. We will do some final thoughts on the weekend, but not a ton because, frankly, it was Austin Peay, and it is time to move forward to bigger games, including, as long as they win on Saturday, a much bigger one in a few weeks against Alabama and more. We'll look at the league and some NFL thoughts, too. Usually that's a Tuesday-Wednesday thing, but we'll touch a little bit of it today on the show, a show brought to you every single day by the Oxford Exxon Highway 6 West in Oxford. Remember to use the self-checkout going on there. Don't have to wait on an attendee. Take care of yourself there at the Oxford Exxon. All Blue Sky locations in Mississippi. You can use the SpeedPass Plus app to earn points and save money. And remember, here locally, the lunch special, $5.69, two sides bread, 32-ounce drink when you stop in or come into town this weekend for Ole Miss and the Wave. And again, coming to you from the Clark Ford studio.
We are Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi, 662-257-1900, 662-257-1900. Call that number. Ask for Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes and business hours. Right to the bottom line. No hassle, no haggle. You get your quote. And the rest is up to you. You can shop it around. You can do what I've done, what I recommend that you do. Let's hop into a Clark Ford today. 662-257-1900. Guest will join us this week on the Rafters Music and Food Hotline. Already know of one, but it's going to be late in the week, so I'm not sure how we're going to make that work, but we'll figure it out. They'll join us on the Rafters Music and Food Hotline. Rafters on the Square in Oxford. Be a great place tonight. Watch Monday Night Football. I don't even know who's playing, but it's Monday Night Football.
Raiders and somebody.
Okay. The Raiders will play somebody. I'm going to guess it will be another team that's affiliated with the National Football League.
Yeah.
And they'll play that game, and you can watch it at Rafters and enjoy a burger, a po' boy, great appetizers, great beer selection, full bar, the whole deal there at Rafters on the Square in Oxford, Rafters, New Albany, and then Rafters on the Water at Sardis.
So, Ravens and Raiders tonight.
Ravens.
Yes.
There you go.
So, Ravens and Raiders.
I guess was accurate.
Tonight.
It was another NFL team.
Yeah, damnedest thing. Plenty to get to. We'll get to that in a second. I do have to say, this is low-key, I guess, podcast now. I guess it's technically not radio, but I really laughed this morning. I know you're a fan of this, the Levitard show.
Yeah.
He puts out a tweet 51 minutes ago, and it's his poll for the day, and I'm assuming he probably does one every day. I'm not sure. I don't follow
They do Levitard. Multiple polls.
Okay, well, this
polls,
poll made polls me
is
laugh.
A, polls is a big part of what they
okay,
do.
Okay, well, this poll made me laugh on Twitter this morning because it encapsulates our society of people who have to find an offense about everything.
Yes.
But at the same time, it is related to sports, and it's just tied in enough, which is what Levitard's great at. It's just a sliver of something that can get back to whatever. Should stadium personnel have been better prepared for a cat falling from the upper deck?
Oh.
64% said yes. What do you want them to do?
Well,
I mean,
that's not a scientific poll.
No, Levitard. I completely, you know what I mean? Like, it encapsulates Twitter. That is social media for us on this Monday morning. I'm not really sure what the ushers and the staff at the Hard Rock Stadium or whatever it's called was supposed to do when the cat was hanging on like Sylvester Stallone in Cliffhanger off the top of the thing.
Yeah,
I am a little worried about the cat. What happened to the cat?
I think it went off into...
Did it run off itself?
Ran off into the wild.
Did it?
I think
like,
so.
Like, no usher took it and then tried to figure out some sort of animal control situation?
Not to my knowledge.
I mean, look, I'm kind of joking, but if I had a criticism, it would be more that. Like, what are we actually doing with said cat more
than... My criticism was with the drunk guy that kept picking the cat up and holding it up, like, look what I've done, and the cat is just clawing the guy's arms to shreds.
He deserved to be just torn to pieces.
When he got in the shower, drunkenly...
That hurt.
And the water hit the scratch marks.
It felt kind of like you in Minnesota, probably.
You deserved it.
It was a bit of a
Because, yeah, you can see the cat just absolutely clawing the hell out of him.
Well, the cat was a little terrified.
You think?
The
cat 60,000 people or whatever.
The cat was traumatized. He had had a moment, or she had had a moment. Thank you, Webb, for the super chat. Good morning to you. He says, thoughts on Brad from HRG on Saturday. I do want to talk about this a little bit because I've read RebelGrove.com and some of the criticisms, and I've got some thoughts. I've got some keep it real thoughts about stuff.
Okay.
He says, what are y'all's concerns on depth of on defense? And Tulane's motto is pay your fee and get your B. I can see that. My thoughts on depth on defense is that they don't have enough up front. They're working on it hard, you can tell. I think they've got a little bit at linebacker, and I think they've got a lot in the secondary. My thoughts on Brad from Hand Raised Guys, the MPW Digital postgame show presented by Walk-Ons on a Saturday night is that Brad was probably an actor having some fun.
Sure.
And it was good.
It was good.
It was funny. So here's
it was deadpan, and it was awesome. And even if it's a lie, I go, you know what? That was a quality 15 minutes. I have no regrets on spending the amount of time with Brad that we did from Iuka.
So here's my deal.
Okay. And by the way, they're saying now that the stadium staff took the cat to a vet clinic.
Well, then they handled it as well as exactly. All right. Number one, the cliche "you can't please everybody" is accurate. You can't.
Well, that's fair.
Number two, Ole Miss played Austin Peay at 6:30. The game, because college games just can't get into a their window gets bigger and bigger and bigger. The game ended at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
We started with 3 minutes left in the game.
Something like that.
We talked about the game. Ole Miss won the game 54-17. At one point they led 36 or 37 to nothing. There's only so much you can say about a game like that.
True.
There, if you are the person, and listen, there's nothing wrong with this. I'm just going to be totally honest about my strengths and weaknesses. This is not a reflection on my thoughts on Chase or on Jeffrey or Brian. This is me talking about me. I don't know football well enough, nor do I like football well enough to watch with intensity in the fourth quarter of a 37-point blowout over a team that's not in your classification. Okay? Don't possess that. There are people that probably do it, and if they do, and they're doing a show, you should go to their show. Because you only get one crack at this thing. So have at it. If people are giving you hardcore football following a 37-point win and breaking down the technical aspects of third-string offensive linemen that if they play in the Alabama game, you lost, then cool. Now, the other thing is, when the show doesn't really get rolling until after 11 o'clock at night because of the time of games,
our average listener probably has a BAC of somewhere around 2.3.
Yeah, the audience is drunk. There's only so much we can really do. I mean,
my breakdown's much easier than this. And I said this multiple times in the thread, and I mean, it was cool yesterday. I'm just kind of hanging out, waiting on the Saints, watching the Saints while I'm answering these questions. But if you want the 45-minute game analysis, it's there. Just hit the stop button when we go to the calls. That was more my point, was that, yes, look, are the calls for everybody? No, that's cool. All good. So if you want the other show, there's a reason we start with that. It's not like, hey, we're going to take calls for an hour and 28 minutes, and then we're going to give you some analysis.
Yeah, the crazy thing.
The analysis is up top, and when we hang up with Brian, you go, what? You know what? I'm going to bed. Click. Y'all have fun.
The crazy thing is, we actually did almost an hour of analysis of that game and the other games
of the
day.
And the other round of the league. Yeah, sure.
But again, there are probably people who give you that, and if they do, you should go there. That's never going to be me. I can't do it. I'm not good enough at it. I don't understand the nuance of the game well enough to do that. And the truth is, in here, in the second half, we were flipping around to other games. We were watching the end of Arkansas, Texas. We watched the end of Missouri, Kentucky, because we had a gambling interest in it. We were starting to flip to some other games.
Yeah.
The Ole Miss game stayed on, but it went on mute. Nothing against Richard Cross and the cat that he was doing the broadcast with. I'm sure they did a fine job in the fourth quarter. But at one point, we did hear them start talking about some society.
They were deep in the notes.
And I said, man, you are so deep in the research now that I'm out. And so that's the deal. And so this Saturday, when Ole Miss plays Tulane, I'm going to keep it really real here for one more minute, then we'll get started. The game starts at 7. Tulane loves to throw it.
It might take a minute.
The Tulane wide receivers coach is going to be a guest on our network of shows on Thursday afternoon. His daughter and my daughter are like really close friends. And so we're going to talk. And we'll talk about football, I promise. We'll talk about what it's been like for them to be in a hotel for a month.
Have they gone home yet?
Not yet.
Still haven't gone home.
They're still in Birmingham. So we'll talk about all these things. But on Saturday night, the line is 14.
That's correct.
Let's just say Ole Miss wins by the line, okay? Let's say that Vegas has this exactly right. Let's say Ole Miss beats Tulane by 14 points. We'll talk about it for a while. But the focus will shift pretty quickly to the next one, which is still 14 days away at that point. And the odds are, with the game ending at 11, by the time we go to calls at midnight, the odds are there's going to be drunk.
Well, look,
I mean, I'm just keeping it real. And so that 12 to 1 a.m. hour, if you want to listen to it, do. If you don't, don't. I promise my feelings won't be hurt. But the next day when you're like, man, that show sucked. If you're up at 12:45 in the a.m. looking for hardcore football analysis of a 14-point or more game.
God bless you.
That's on you.
Yeah. Well, here's what's funny about it. Again, we start one way, you get both, you get everything. Just hit the stop button. I'm going to continue to harp on that. But the two things that came out of that show that are actually memorable, because it is, it's a different kind of show. We're just watching football. We're talking. Frankly, it's why I don't like it as a podcast, because there's dead air. We're just sort of chilling. We're all watching TVs together with you guys while you're watching TVs. It's a lot going on. But the two most notable things that everybody's still talking about the next day from that show is not, you know what, Brian had a hell of a point about A&M and whomever that Colorado. It's that the Brad thing and whether or not he was a serial killer. And I apologize. We only know about one potential death. And two, watching me criticize the Jacksonville State quarterback before he throws a 60-yard seed to beat Florida State on the last play of the game. Those are the only two things that were being discussed yesterday as that game was playing out. Did you also see where they ran the same play three of the last four plays?
Jacksonville State?
Yeah, Dellinger had a story about, I think it was Dellinger, maybe it wasn't, somebody, had a story yesterday about it, and they couldn't figure out, we talked about this in real time, they couldn't figure out what Florida State was doing with its safeties because they had them so close to the line of scrimmage and they weren't going deep and they weren't protecting that, yeah, three of the last four plays, he had the name of the play, I forget what it was the same thing, and they were literally just trying to get that one-on-one outside with that wide receiver, and then on the last play they do, the safety bites, he doesn't go back like they expected, and touchdown.
Having played safety at a far more elementary level, the one thing I know on that play is deeper than deep. Deeper than the deepest man. How that happens is beyond me. What I love is the Florida State offensive lineman who had clearly planned to propose. I think it was an offensive lineman.
Okay.
It looked like a big boy. He had clearly planned to propose to what I suppose was his girlfriend after the game. And so he just by God did it anyway. And there's the picture of him proposing to his girlfriend with Jacksonville State on the other end still celebrating.
Now that's funny, like the Jacksonville State's flag being planted as he's proposing.
And one of the tweets immediately after that is, "It's going to be a long, long season, and there's no one I'd rather spend it with than you."
Okay, that's good.
And that's to me, when people say, "What do you like about college football?"
Dumb things like that.
It's not the football. Because sometimes the football is just not very good, which is one of the things that's endearing about the football.
Yeah, every Saturday is a circus, from 11 a.m. to midnight, it's a circus. Well, so like, we're waiting on the elephants.
Like, I mean, that's Sunday, that's, I watched Bengals. Who'd they play? They won.
They did win.
Anyway, the Bengals are probably going to go 5-12.
Okay.
And Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are really good players. Joe Mixon's a really good player.
Mm-hmm.
They play on the 5-win team.
Yeah.
So in the NFL, you're going to get good football for the most part. Like, Browns-Chiefs is a completely different, frankly, a completely different product than Jacksonville State, Florida State.
Yeah.
They use a similar ball.
It's the same thing as, hey, watching Ole Miss and Austin Peay is a totally different game than watching Hatley and Amory play football on Friday night. I mean, yeah.
Of course.
There is something we like about every Vikings, yeah. There's something we like about every Vikings. Level of football. Well, the NFL, we love precision in those things. College is not about precision. There's no precision in college football.
Oh, you're there for the train wreck.
Yeah, I mean, it's all good. I mean, look, here's the truth. I mean, people are talking about it. I'd rather that than dead silence. But yeah, crazy day. Just those couple things came out yesterday. We'll finish this out, and we'll actually get into a little more hardcore football in a second after the first break. Who do you like out of that class of wide receivers yesterday? First time, and I think like the modern era, that three first round wide receiver draft picks all caught touchdowns in the first game. Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith, and Ja'Marr Chase.
Chase.
You like Chase the best?
Yeah.
I might. I know he had technically the best day yesterday, and this speaks to the class, not to him. I think I might like Devontae Smith third. I might like Waddle and Chase better.
I think so.
If I had to pick.
And he's really good. But I tell you what, watching Chase yesterday as the primary target against the Vikings with a quarterback that's still clearly kind of getting back into it,
sure,
a little worried about the knee. And he's the real deal. That cat, you throw him into what left the 2019 LSU team, mm-hmm, and you start to really get it. I mean, Burrow's a badass, and Ja'Marr Chase is a stud. I mean, a flat monster.
Burrow makes everything more interesting. Him playing, him being healthy, there's a certain entertainment value to him that makes everything more interesting.
Well, he's got a it factor.
Yeah.
That goes completely off the scale. Like, the knee is not 100% yet.
It's not.
But that cat made some throws. And that play they made to set up the game winner in overtime, that took stones on everybody's part. Fourth and an inch, and they run play action and hit like a 25-yard pass. Those are big ones. Now, you can do that when you're probably going to go 5-12. But if Burrow can stay healthy and you're a Bengals fan, you got a shot.
Mm-hmm. Peyton was fourth down happy yesterday going for it. It's two on one drive, maybe another one.
See, I didn't see any of that game because we were studying world history in that window.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I flipped over, it was 31-3. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And so I flipped to Chiefs-Browns and watched the end of that.
Yeah.
And then I watched three quarters
of Rams Bears.
Yeah, we're
the Rams might be real.
Well, I told you this about Matthew Stafford because as an NFC North guy,
you've seen a little Stafford.
He played on really bad football teams. They never surrounded him with weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's got weapons and he's got a defense on the other side. And he doesn't have to be perfect. He can throw it away and punt.
He's still got a cannon.
Oh, he's got a monster of an arm.
Yeah.
And their defense is better than their offense. And so he doesn't have to put a team on his back. He just gets to be part of the team.
No, instead, he's the guy that puts even more pressure on teams. There's constant pressure on the opponents because of the defense to score and whatever. And every time Stafford gets hot, there's going to be a problem. I mean, the Rams, look, that division is hell.
Yeah, there's no bad team.
I mean, it's hell because the Cardinals beat the hell out of the Titans yesterday.
Yeah.
But –
Well, Kyler Murray's a hell of a quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, they're
– I mean, Russell Wilson's a hell of a quarterback.
The 49ers are probably the worst team in that division. They're not a bad team at all.
Oh, they're a legit playoff team.
Yeah. So, we'll see. No, the Saints dominated the line of scrimmage. That was the thing. I mean, we'll talk about Jameis later as the week goes on. And he did. He played well. He did not make mistakes. He did a lot of different things where Sean Payton's getting a ton of credit for it. But their domination of Green Bay at the line of scrimmage was, I mean, something else. I mean, they ran for almost 200 yards in the first half, just controlled it. Tony Jones had a good game, as much as I made fun of him last week. Kamara got loose a couple times. I mean, it was complete and utter demolition at the line of scrimmage yesterday with Saints Packers. And this is a hot take because he could go win the MVP tomorrow. Aaron Rodgers looked old yesterday. There was the first father time elements to Aaron Rodgers yesterday where, you know, look, he got frustrated and he was getting killed. But it just didn't look completely normal for Aaron yesterday. There was some misses, some bad decisions, lost cool more than I typically have seen him. He's got all that stuff going on in Green Bay with the offseason and whether he's playing somewhere else and being released. Frankly, he's probably catching hell for hosting Jeopardy during the offseason to some extent. I mean, there's a lot going on there, but that was the most mortal I've ever seen him yesterday. I just did not think he played well. I did not think he was very good at all. The Saints were great, but yeah, Rodgers, just something to kind of put a star beside as the season moves forward there in Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, now their advantage is their division's bad.
Yeah, they're going to win the division.
The Bears are awful. This Andy Dalton thing, it doesn't work.
No.
And maybe Fields isn't ready, but if that's the case, then play him.
Yeah.
Let him say, hey, listen, this is going to be a nightmare of a season for you, pal. But
they're trying to do the Rodgers waiting on Favre to finish thing. We've seen it multiple times. I mean, even Green Bay, I guess, love to an extent right now. I mean, yeah, that's the format that they're doing. But they played him on, like, what, the fourth play yesterday for a play?
Yeah, they would run him in for a play here and a play there. And
that gets you no rhythm. That's doing
nothing. It's cute, but that's not how you teach him how to be an NFL quarterback.
No.
And they're like, well, you know, Patrick Mahomes didn't play for a year. Okay, but there's no Alex Smith here either.
Yeah. So we'll talk plenty of NFL as we move forward. We'll hit some lines. We'll talk about some games in a second. First, tell you about Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. All underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. You're getting local underwriting and understands your market. A leader in condo financing, the float down option, which allows you to lock in the current rate. But if rates go down before you close, you get the lower rate. 662-234-2704 or JLOWE at communitymtg.com.
The aforementioned postgame show brought to you by Walk-Ons. Walk-On Sports Bistro puts everything they've got into bringing you game day with the taste of Louisiana. Dig into their mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine like po' boys, gumbo, voodoo shrimp, plus fan favorites like juicy burgers and fresh salad. Quality fresh ingredients you can't help but crave. Walk-On Sports Bistro creates an environment that fosters growth and belonging for all, where the team is bigger than the individual, where they exceed expectations and positively impact every community they serve. Think you have what it takes to bring people together and provide a memorable game day experience? Visit 720 Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland to join their team today. Walk-On's Sports Bistro, more than a restaurant. We're also brought to you by Muddy Water Camo. Enter the promo code Rebel Grove and get a 35% discount on any products from the site, and free shipping on $100 order or more. Muddy Water has several new products on the site, and the brand new Muddy Water Lady Camo apparel is out as well. So go to Muddy Water Outdoors, enter the promo code Rebel Grove. While you're entering Rebel Grove as a promo code, go to DeadSoxy, DeadSoxy.com, DeadSoxy.com. Enter the promo code Rebel Grove at checkout for 25% off your entire order, including the really popular, because they really look great, I can't call it the Ole Miss line. College line.
There you go.
Ole Miss line.
Red and blue college line.
Red and blue college line, where you click on the state of Mississippi and that's what shows up. So, yeah. It's awesome, though. You guys will like it. It's deadsoxy.com, promo code Rebel Grove at checkout, 25% off your entire order. You don't have to commit to the full season to sign up for 7 South services. They offer single game packages. They still have availability for all 6 remaining home games, starting with Tulane on Saturday night. 7 South provides the equipment, secures the spot, sets everything up for you. They also offer unloading assistance and food beverage delivery on game day. These single game packages are great for those only wanting to tailgate for a game or two. They start at $225 per game for non-conference games, and $325 per game for SEC games. To learn more, go to 662-321-1682 or 7southtailgating.com. And the Grove is open for tailgating this fall. You saw the pictures to prove that. I'm sure a lot of you were in the Grove on Saturday. Game Changer Patch Company wants to help you prepare. Game Changer patches are the only two-patch system available on the market today to stop hangovers before they start. The warm-up patch is used before or while you drink, and the overtime patch is used after you've been drinking to help recover while you sleep. The all-natural ingredients will keep you in the game, ready for the next play. Try the patches and enter promo code REBELGROVE20, REBELGROVE20, for 20% off your purchase.
Podcast also brought to you by Visit Oxford. Visit OxfordMS.com. Go to the events page, see everything going on this week and every week with another home football weekend. Double-decker bus tours, 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon. Get a ticket. If it's an adult ticket, you also get $100 off a pair of Blue Delta jeans. Tunes around town going around this weekend too. Friday 5 to 7 for that. At least 3 locations for music around the square. So pick up some takeout, get some dessert, and listen to some tunes here in the Oxford area. Again, visit OxfordMS.com. So looking at lines for the week, we'll jump into that. How did we do last week?
We were all right around 500. Okay. Let's see. Got it.
We don't dip below 500 very often.
No, we had one of our worst weeks.
Did we?
Yeah.
Vanderbilt winning football games will do that to you.
Yeah, that we all took an L there. I went 6-5.
Okay.
You went 5-6. Jeffrey went 5-6. Zach went 3-8.
Oh, okay. So we're getting a little separation at least. I mean, you know what? I mean, early on, it's all about like pole positioning and stuff. I mean, that's all really it's about.
Zach already 5 games.
God, and that was with me even getting state.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So football for the week kicks off on Thursday. Do we have a Thursday NFL game? I don't even know, do we?
This is a question that I'm not sure, but I can find the answer.
Okay. While you're doing that, Ohio plays Louisiana Lafayette at home. So Billy Napier is on Thursday night if people would like to check into that. Whomever the coach is at Ohio now, because it's not Frank Solich anymore, right?
No, he retired.
Yeah, so it's whomever is there. Friday night, if you want to watch a former Ole Miss opponent, just kind of get an idea of maybe how good Louisville is. Gus Malzahn is in Louisville, UCF Louisville on Friday night. That is a 6:30 kick, I'm assuming, on ESPN. You get Big Ten football, but maybe the worst Big Ten game you could potentially get. Well, no, sorry, Rutgers isn't involved. Maryland at Illinois is the late game on Friday night.
Oof.
That does nothing. I mean, even for Neil, that's not a head-turner. So
we get Giants and Washington football team on Thursday night.
Ugh.
7:20 on the NFL Network. We'll have that on.
I might rather watch here. Ohio and Lafayette.
Well, we can make that happen, too.
I mean, we have 2 TVs.
I know.
Oh, God, that's terrible. Couple FCS games this week in the SEC. Kentucky plays Chattanooga. They'll win that one. Tennessee plays Tennessee Tech. So the ball.
SEMO plays Missouri. Don't leave that one out.
Well, I haven't gotten to that one yet on my list. Tennessee will move to 2-1 this week. I mean, just racing toward bowl eligibility there in Knoxville for the Vols. A game that would be really cool 40 years ago. Nebraska is at Oklahoma at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. Nebraska getting 22 in Norman on Saturday.
I'll lay them.
It feels like a lay. Oklahoma was good and pissed off last Saturday. I know they played a crap team, but they won 76-0 in their game on Saturday.
Yeah, that's
morning.
A sign of sheer anger.
Yeah, because
it's a bad week.
When you cross 50 and you're still scoring, that's trying to get a little sedated there in you at that point. Texas A&M playing New Mexico. That's the Lobos, not the Aggies,
right.
This weekend. So A&M not playing Eli Johnson and Don Decker, playing the other New Mexico team. A&M a 28-point favorite in that one. Both New Mexico teams are not very good. Coastal Carolina, this is one, frankly, they played with their food against Kansas and did not look very good last week, I did not think. They are on the road in what's at least a losable game. They're at Buffalo this weekend.
Okay.
10.5 there. So if you're interested in top 25 action, the Chanticleers are in Buffalo against the Bulls. Michigan State Miami is a non-con Big Ten ACC game this week. Miami giving 6 to the Spartans. Let's see what we got. Virginia Tech West Virginia, a Power 5 non-conference game this week. those teams hate each other, or is that kind of whatever? Is there any rivalry in that at all?
I mean, I'm sure there's something, but I've never gotten
that
the sense.
That doesn't feel like one, though, does it?
I've never gotten the sense that that's just pure hate.
Yeah, that's not like Pittsburgh, West Virginia.
No, that's hate.
That's hate.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's pretty, like really close, right? How close are those two teams? Didn't you fly into Pittsburgh when you went to Morgantown?
I did, yeah. Morgantown's less than 2 hours from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I'm trying to think how far Blacksburg would be from Morgantown. It would be a few hours.
Would it?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting game here. Kind of curious. I feel like there's a little bit of, not pressure on Tom Allen, but I think they need a good showing in this game. Indiana hosting Cincinnati this weekend. Cincinnati last Saturday already had the Big 12 logo on their flag. That took like 8 hours. And that felt like one of those where you get the answer you want and you shut up and then paste it everywhere.
So there's no.
Yeah, like we're branded now. Like y'all are in. Like we're going to make this so complicated for y'all to backtrack out of this. At
no
this
take
point.
Backs.
Yeah. That is the ultimate. They're at the table. They get the yes. You pack up and you get out of the room. I'm done asking questions after the yes at that point.
We will see you whenever we get to start.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
Here's the address to send the check.
Yeah.
When that Jacksonville State story about beating Florida State, another little tidbit there is that, I mean, it's a running joke because it was even a question in our stream, people that aren't overly familiar with OVC football or sports or whatever, where Jacksonville is, because most people probably watching that game thought it was Jacksonville, Florida, not Jacksonville, Alabama.
Right.
And he said that to the point that the AD gets even like compensation checks for other people mailed to them by accident.
Really?
Said that he got like a $400,000 check or something that was supposed to go to Jackson State for playing some Power 5 team, and he was like, well, obviously didn't cash it, but that they literally get mail that is meant for Jackson State or even the University of Jacksonville, which is in Florida, that nobody has any idea who's who. So for all the frustration about State and Ole Miss, you got that if you're Jacksonville State. Let's see, Minnesota, Colorado is this week. There will not be a lot of offense in that one. Colorado is a 1.5 point favorite against the Gophers.
Their offense is just deplorable.
Their defense is okay.
Yeah,
I think somebody said in the stream a minute ago that Colorado is averaging barely 100 yards per game passing.
How does that happen in 2021?
Because it's not even like the cute, we're going to go against the grain to try to win. You know what I mean? It's not like you're a triple option offense where you said, we're going to do something different and make you prepare for us. They just suck.
Yeah. I mean, I felt bad for the quarterback because he tried.
Well, sure.
But
they were dominated at the line of scrimmage.
They were. And that's where A&M's really good, by the way. A&M has an elite defensive front, which is the one thing that potentially saves them from some disasters. And we talked about this Saturday when I was a couple bourbons in. I'm no bourbons in right now, and I think A&M's in some trouble.
I mean, they feel relatively flawed for what their expectation is.
The media there is spinning it. And Spiller's really good, but they're okay up front, and now they're down a quarterback.
Look,
they got tough games on their schedule.
You hate this a lot more than I do, but here's the other deal with A&M is until they do it, I just don't believe in it. They're supposed to be good up for years and decades, and they never are. There's always something that goes wrong.
We always hype them. In the same way that people hype Texas, and then Texas is Texas.
Yeah, I'm out. Until they prove it, I have no interest. Purdue and Notre Dame, whatever. Georgia Tech, Clemson, whatever. Yeah. Alabama and Florida, 2:30 this week. Alabama obviously gets Ole Miss gets Alabama next up after Tulane. The Tide, a 16-point favorite in Gainesville this weekend.
Okay, I've got it at 15, but yeah.
Okay. What's it, early? You
laying? It's Alabama. I'm laying points.
Florida looked like crap in the second half. They looked pretty good in the first half against a terrible team and then looked absolutely atrocious in the second half.
Yeah, they've generally just this year been good.
Yeah.
They're good, but they're not – nothing about them screams.
They're not Alabama good.
Oh, no. I don't think they're Ole Miss good.
Yeah. They're kind of blah.
Yeah, they're solid. They don't do anything bad.
Mm-mm.
Frankly, there's things about – Kentucky I like better. There's things about Arkansas I like better. Florida doesn't really have an identity yet.
Mm-mm. Coming off their loss to Stanford, USC is in Pullman this weekend. 8-point line on that one. USC giving 8 to the Washington State Football Club. Cougars. Baylor in Kansas. That'll put the tails on the seats this weekend in Lawrence.
Oof. Hope they got basketball practice.
They should frankly take the basketball teams and play a scrimmage. Yeah, like that's frankly what they should do to that. Kind of like they're, you know, I think Florida and Georgia are doing like the baseball inter-squad, like, you know what I mean, the same weekend as the football game. Yeah, Baylor and Kansas really go, hey, can we get some hoops going? Like, we'll just play a pickup game.
Are they
going
to play the baseball in Jacksonville?
I don't know. I want to say it was Florida, Georgia. They're doing some sort of baseball thing around that football weekend. I don't know.
Well, if they play it in Jacksonville, that's brilliant.
That would be like the Suns Park or whatever they're called
wherever.
Now. No, it's the what do they call now? They used to be the Jacksonville Suns. I don't know what they are now. I feel like that got changed. Ohio State will get healthy against Tulsa this weekend. 25.5 as a line on that one. Got a Brain Bowl in Durham this weekend. Northwestern at Duke.
Saw that.
Northwestern only giving 3. That would might be my lock of the week because Duke sucks. Northwestern's going to beat Duke by more than 3.
Yeah, I saw that line and I wondered, did Northwestern lose a quarterback or something?
Yeah, something's got to be weird there because otherwise I don't understand that at all because Northwestern's at least okay. Duke is bad. Really, really, really bad. Arkansas playing Georgia Southern this week. 23.5 in Fayetteville is the line on that one. Colorado State, fresh off their loss to Vanderbilt.
That feels like a big line, by the way. 14,
the Arkansas
23.5. Arkansas almost
it's going to be a quick game. Both teams going to run the ball.
Yeah, Arkansas feels like they're probably headed for a bit of a emotional letdown after Saturday and then before Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
You get sandwiched between two big rivalry emotional
games. Yeah, 31-13 wouldn't shock anybody.
No.
Yeah, something like that. Mississippi State is at the Liberty Bowl in Orange Mound this week. Memphis getting 3 points from the Bulldogs. Opened at 4, now at 3. That's where this one's at.
I don't have any feel on that.
None.
Mississippi State.
I don't know anything about Memphis at all.
No.
Like, just nothing.
Mississippi State had one terrible week, followed by a pretty good week. I don't know.
They still have offensive issues, even though they dominated North Carolina State over the weekend. What that means.
But their defense is pretty good, apparently, against one-dimensional teams.
Sure.
And I'm not sure NC State has a dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know anything about Memphis at all.
No, I don't
know. The guy's done a pretty good job there, and they've been a pretty steady program for a little while. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Arkansas State is in Seattle this week at Washington.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. Hugh Freeze is giving 26 points to Old Dominion this weekend.
This is why I don't do this Liberty thing.
Because he played a close game against some nobody over the weekend, right?
Who'd they play?
I don't remember.
But they didn't beat them bad.
Yeah, it was fairly close, whomever it was. I don't remember who it was. Your SEC game this week, or at least, I guess maybe the only one, I don't know. South Carolina at Georgia this week.
Liberty beat Troy.
That's right.
21-13.
That's right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Troy. And I'm sure Troy's fine, but it's Troy. And so when we do this thing about, boy, he's built this mega power. Stop. No, he hasn't. He has a good team, and they win most of their games.
He's a good group of five team, and he has a good quarterback.
He has a good quarterback.
Yeah. They do beat up on a lot of teams they play.
But they played Troy.
Yeah. Georgia giving 30 to the Gamecocks in Athens this weekend. Georgia just mauled UAB on Saturday because, as you said, defense travels. They have not given up a touchdown yet this season. South Carolina's a bad football team.
They're bad. They're playing hard, but they're in trouble.
I felt good for them getting a win in East Carolina on Saturday. But
if Georgia's locked in, this is a blowout.
It is.
Liberty's schedule, by the way, over the next few weeks.
Sure.
Old Dominion, as you mentioned, at Syracuse. Woo! At UAB. Okay. I mean, cool, but...
Yeah.
Middle Tennessee at Louisiana Monroe.
Okay.
At North Texas. Hosting UMass. So when they're undefeated and they come to Ole Miss, everybody goes, oh my God. Oh my God. Look. Yeah. South Carolina would run that table.
Yeah.
Missouri would run that table. No, seriously.
Tennessee.
I'm going to name SEC teams that would run that table starting at the bottom because you know the obvious ones would.
It's everybody but Vanderbilt.
Mississippi State would run that table.
It's everybody but Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
You can stop.
Yeah, Arkansas runs that table like all day. Kentucky destroys that table.
Yeah, they don't score.
Mississippi State's undefeated in that schedule.
Yeah.
No question about it.
Yeah, because they would out-athlete them offensively and defensively.
Yeah, Mississippi State would go to Syracuse and win.
Yeah, sure.
Arkansas would go to Syracuse and win. Kentucky would go to Syracuse and be playing the backups in the late third quarter.
Yeah. Speaking of Troy, Hall gets them this week. Southern Miss getting 8.5 in Hattiesburg against Troy. Let's see what else we got. LSU at home against Central Michigan playing Jim McElwain's club.
From a betting line standpoint,
19.5 here.
Yeah, I've got it at 20.5, but this is pretty interesting. LSU's got some issues. They're going to win the game, but that's a lot of points. Central Michigan's okay. Kind of comes down.
You're taking Central Michigan?
I'm not taking them to win the game.
We got to cover.
But if you give me 20.5 points, I'm thinking about it. Okay. They covered Missouri.
They did. They played pretty well. So,
I'm not sure who. If you had me bet today, who's better, Missouri or LSU? I don't know. I'd have to really think about it.
Look at the rest of the lines here in a second. First, about Northeast Spark, NESPARC, service people across rural communities. 100 Mbps, that's the Ignite, the Blaze, the 1 gig that powers the Clark Ford Studio. Either package there, NESPARC.com. Your hometown team bringing you world-class broadband, 662-238-3159. Phone services available, parental controls, network security, a wireless mesh extender, and more. So call the office for details. Again, that's 662-238-3159.
ACS is owned by Clay McNutt in Baldwin, Mississippi. Established in 2013, Automation and Control Systems, LLC, is a complete electrical control system solution provider and a Rockwell Automation recognized system integrator. They've got a full-time dedicated emergency service and troubleshooting staff and a UL508A panel shop. They can service and install Rockwell Automation, Allen Bradley, Siemens, ABB, Square D, and many other manufacturers. For more information or to get in touch with them, go to acsllcms.com or call 662-601-4381. Pinpoint Commercial Real Estate is based out of Jackson, Mississippi. They service the entire state in all commercial asset classes such as retail, office, industrial, and land. Sam Cox and B.B. Mitchell are Ole Miss graduates. They utilize their unique skill sets to execute on assignments and increase value for their clients. If you want to learn more about Sam and BB, get in touch with them at 601-586-3220. Blue Delta Jeans makes the best fitting, most comfortable jeans in the world because they are uniquely made for you and only you. Raw denim jeans, custom fit, hand-tailored in Tupelo, Mississippi. One size fits one at BlueDeltaJeans.com. Go to their virtual tailor at BlueDeltaJeans.com. You can be measured and design your newest jeans in just a couple of minutes, and Blue Delta will make sure you're looking great for football season. Go to BlueDeltaJeans.com, enter the promo code REBELGROVE, that's all lowercase, one word, REBELGROVE, at checkout, get 10% off your entire order. Also brought to you by Lammons. Lammons Fine Jewelry, 1126 North Lamar Boulevard in Oxford. They've been serving the Oxford area for us more than 73 years. From engagement rings to wedding rings to fine jewelry, watches, pearls, fashion jewelry, children's jewelry, collectibles, and more, it's the gold standard in fine jewelry. You can check them out at lammonsfinejewelry.com or call them at 662-234-2777. Podcast also brought to you by Comer Heating and Air. Comer is the name you can trust. They also go to Southern Air Conditioning and Heating. It's the same company, just different names. If you're in the Oxford, Tupelo surrounding area, call Comer. If you are in DeSoto County, Hernando, that area, Memphis, get in touch with the people at Southern Air Conditioning and Heating, 662-801-1777. And we're brought to you by the College Corner. It's your one-stop Rebel Shop. Two locations in the Jackson area. In Ridgeland, it's next to Fleet Feet. in Flowood. It's next to Half Shell. If you don't live in Jackson, it's okay. Go to collegecornerstore.com. Plus, you can find them on Facebook and Instagram. Whether you are tailgating in Oxford or home gating with friends and family, the College Corner has you covered for game day, the largest selection of Rebel gear in Central Mississippi.
Podcast also brought to you by Nick's Tan and Associates. That's nickstanoxford.com. You can go to the website, click the link in my signature, or in the weekly 321 content item that's later today or in the morning for that one. Nick's Tan, Clay DeWeese, O'Keefe Graham, and their team of associates, 662-281-1200. Whether it's on the buy side or the sell side, let them take care of your real estate needs. I've used them multiple times in both situations. So again, Nick's Tan, oxford.com, 662-281-1200. So Dylan said this to me a minute ago. I had no idea, and I don't know how prominent, maybe most schools do this, and I just don't know it. Because I know Ole Miss has used the same helmets for multiple color helmets. The powder blue and the white were the same helmet. Do you know that Michigan's helmet is technically a gold helmet?
No.
They paint it blue.
Really?
And then put the gold stuff on it. Like, I'm a little, like, amazed as I'm staring here right now.
Huh.
I had no idea.
I give them credit. Their helmet's awesome.
They have a great helmet.
Yeah.
I like nothing else about them whatsoever. But
yeah, for some reason, I don't like Michigan, but they have a great helmet. I don't like Texas, but I love their helmet.
I sent it to you.
Okay. Oh, how about that? I would have never guessed.
It's like a yellow helmet. It's not even gold. It's yellow.
Yeah, I would have never guessed that.
No, I had no clue.
How about that?
So, anyway, just a little something there. Virginia and North Carolina this week. Did Longo win on Saturday? North Carolina get back off the schneid?
Yeah, they're back. Everything's back.
Okay, they're good.
Yeah, they played a bad team.
Oh, okay. He beats bad teams.
He destroys them.
I mean, Longo does scheme up some bad teams.
If you could let them just play Liberty's schedule,
North Carolina,
how will take the Heisman's his?
I mean, rough shot over everybody.
Oh, they would destroy him.
Well, you know, looking back,
until they got to the 1AA playoffs and played somebody.
Looking back, it was one of the most revealing nights ever, while also I don't even know what my thoughts were in the moment, but I think we broke it. Whatever. When Longo was known to be the hire, did we break that story? I don't know. I feel like
yes,
we did.
Yes, we did. We broke it.
So when Longo
that
was...
That night we wished we
that's
had.
That's what I'm saying. That night, okay... They're playing James Madison. They are getting railed by the Dukes in this FCS playoff game.
Yeah.
He was at Sam Houston at the time.
Yep.
And it's the perfect storm for mass chaos inside the fan base because everybody was at damn holiday parties.
Yeah.
So all these TVs are on at holiday parties. Everybody's drinking and watching the football, and they are just getting annihilated.
Yeah.
And social media and the message boards were going, what in the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
This is the offensive coordinator. Because the only logical explanation is, oh, Freeze hired a guy because he's then going to take it from him and look like the genius in a few weeks. Like, that was the only even logical thing anybody could come up with.
Not only was that logical.
It was the truth.
It was accurate.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. Occam's razor. Just go with it. So
I think they would have backed out of it, but the contract was signed.
Oh, you think they'd have backed out after that game?
Yeah, it was.
You think that would have been like this thing going, oh.
I was told that it was like,
really?
Oh, that they had an O-S-H-I-T weekend. What have we done?
You maximize like six plays, and you run those plays over and over and over again. That's what you do. It's like Malcolm Gladwell around this thing. I mean.
I remember Longo saying, hey, it only takes us like 2 days to install the offense. I'm like, in this league? Cat, I don't know.
You
do know you play people who can like close gaps and stuff. There's linebackers who can run. There's edge dudes in this league.
Yeah. Just a huge game this week, 6:30. I'm excited to watch it while I'm also watching Ole Miss and Tulane. Auburn at Penn State this week. We finally get a look at the Tigers. We can see – because I don't know. I mean, you're seeing
– I don't think they know.
Smart people that do the power rankings. I mean, I'm reading tons of power ranking stuff yesterday, and Auburn's like anywhere from 3 to 9 because we have no idea what it means that they are beating the absolute hell out of bad teams. They look great doing it.
Yeah. They've played two cupcakes, and they have absolutely sliced them.
Yeah. Gobbled them up.
They probably don't know. Now, they got to have some confidence right now, but Penn State's good. Penn State's a good defensive team.
They're fine. They beat Wisconsin. Grind, how are we feeling about this? What do we think? What is Auburn right now? Just kind of curious. So that's fascinating to me. Penn State giving 6.5, by the way, in this one to the Tigers. I feel like I'm just taking the points in this. I know nothing about either team, but I feel like I just take Auburn if you're going to give me a touchdown, and I'll ride with it and see what happens. I feel pretty confident that's at least what I'm going to do from a pick standpoint.
Take the points?
I'll take my touchdown and see what happens.
I think so.
I mean, I will bet that Penn State does not blow Auburn out, and then I have a chance to win the game.
Yeah.
Stanford on the road in Nashville after they beat up
SC
over the weekend. Slovis was awful for the Trojans. They got dominated at the line of scrimmage. Stanford minus 12 only against Vanderbilt on the road.
Yeah, I got it at 11.
I'm laying them.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, Vanderbilt might have a letdown after that huge win in Port Collins over the weekend. So
how bad is Colorado State? I mean, we watched it. They're awful.
Is the average academic resume higher Stanford Vanderbilt game or Duke Northwestern? It's Stanford Vanderbilt, right?
Yeah, I think so.
But I think it's marginal. But I think you're right. Ole Miss and Tulane.
Which of those games is more obnoxious from hanging out with the alums standpoint? Stanford Vandy or Duke Northwestern?
I think it's Stanford Vandy simply because Stanford is involved.
Okay.
Right?
I think so.
I think that's the answer. I bet Stanford is really annoying. I'm going to say that Northwestern nor Duke are as frustrating to deal with people as Stanford. I could be wrong. But,
yeah.
Odd Shark predicting a 41-32 Ole Miss win over Tulane. The line is 14, as we said.
Yeah.
Vegas, however, wants nothing to do with money lines. They are putting this out of reach, and they're frankly begging you to take Tulane and lose money here on a money line.
Mm-hmm.
Ole Miss's money line is minus 550, and okay. Tulane's money line is plus 500. So if you bet 100 on the wave, you can win $500.
That is Vegas going, we don't know.
Well, no, it's going, hey, we're going to make it. It's saying we think Ole Miss is going to win.
Right.
So if you want to load up and pay us on Tulane, have at it, because we're going to dangle a huge carrot out here for you.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
It's actually them going, no, we're going to let you ride on the wave, and then Ole Miss is going to beat them by 2.5 touchdowns, and we're going to collect your money. I think that's actually what Vegas
is
saying.
You're right. I stand corrected.
Yeah, because a line, you're trying to get equal money, but on money line, you're trying to convince the public to do something stupid.
Right.
And I feel like what they're trying to convince the public to do right now is take Tulane. And they're making the Ole Miss money line so bad that why would you even do it to start with? Like, there's no cost benefit there. So I think that's what's going on there. But 14 is the line for Ole Miss and Tulane. 500 just seems higher than plus 14 is why I'm saying this. Like, that feels too far. It's not 5-1 with a 14-point line. You know what I mean? That feels like 22 points on a 500.
But I have a hard time coming up with a scenario where Tulane wins the game.
They can scare them. They can hang around. Like, if Pratt can look really good.
Yeah, if you tell me Tulane lost by 10, I'm like, okay. I mean, I get it. Sure. Because, I mean, Ole Miss hasn't been super tested yet.
No, of course not. Texas back in Austin this weekend. Talk about a game that no one will give two dams about. They play the Rice Owls this weekend.
Oof.
Minus 25.5 for the Longhorns over the Owls this weekend.
Texas and Rice look at each other and go, we both lost to Arkansas.
Yeah. And Rice goes, we were more competitive.
Rice goes, we were in the game.
Yeah. They had a real shot there for a minute.
Yeah, well, Rice played.
Late third quarter. It was a game.
Rice competed with Arkansas. Texas really did not.
Mm-mm. Louisiana Monroe plays Jackson State this weekend. Just saying.
Yeah. Where's that game? Monroe, probably.
Yeah. Oklahoma State, Boise State this weekend. Boise State giving 4 to the Cowboys in Idaho.
That's not a bad game. There's an Arizona State BYU game that's pretty good.
Arizona State minus 2.5 in Provo this weekend.
We'll turn that on for the second half.
Yeah, 9:15 kick there for that one.
Mm.
Iowa State UNLV is a 9:30 start in Vegas this weekend.
Yeah.
30 is the line there. UNLV is not good.
No. Iowa State's pretty good.
Sneaky game here that we're going to know the outcome, but not the worst game to have on while we're talking. UCLA-Fresno State is on Saturday night. 9:45 kick for that one.
I'm kind of high on the Bruins.
And then if we want to watch San Jose State win a football game at 11:30, they have a kick on the islands. San Jose State, Hawaii at 11:30.
Watch NFL Saturday quarterback. Night. Starkle will get drafted.
Yeah.
He will get an opportunity.
So those are your games over the course of the week. You had no, I'm not purposely avoiding Saints talk. We had a little Saints talk at the beginning.
Yeah.
You had clear lines of demarcation this week in your SEC rankings. You feel like we're getting tiers established now?
Yeah, because I got past Alabama, Georgia, and I went, well, what do I do now? I mean, how do you evaluate the difference today between Ole Miss and Auburn, Ole Miss and Florida, Ole Miss and Kentucky even? How do you know? I put Ole Miss there because they've got Corral, and he's freaking great so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's kind of like played almost perfect football.
Yeah, I'll take best quarterback. But
if you told me I was wrong, I get it. I mean, Auburn appears to really be able to run the ball. Kentucky's better than Ole Miss on defense, I think. I don't know. Yeah, and then there's a group at the bottom. Carolina, Vanderbilt, Tennessee, Missouri's above them, but below the others. I don't really know where to put, like, where do you put LSU right now? Where do you put Arkansas right now? Where do you really put Texas A&M right now when you get away from the preseason hype and look at what they are? Very good on defense.
Yeah.
Not so good on offense. Where do you
they look a little prehistoric other than Spiller right now.
So. Yeah. I mean, like, next week, Arkansas, Texas A&M is pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
LSU, Mississippi State, and Starkville.
Incredibly interesting.
It's really interesting.
It's a good week for Ole Miss just to be off, and fans can go, hey, I'm just going to check out some football today.
Everything else is kind of a blowout, but those two games?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? That's the great part about college football, too, is that before the season, you would have said, man, A&M is going to kill Arkansas, and LSU is going to smoke LSU. Mississippi State. And I'm not comfortable going there now.
No.
On either one of those. I think A&M beats Arkansas because I think just all in all, they're better, and they can make Arkansas one-dimensional, and I'm not sure Jefferson can do it. But then I watch Arkansas run for 300-and-something yards, and I think – Arkansas is pretty good on defense, and they can stay in the game.
Yeah.
And then you look at Mississippi State and LSU, and I want to see State at Memphis. But what if State can – what if they can pick them apart in the passing game again?
Mm-hmm.
What if LSU can't run on Mississippi State?
Suddenly it's a
close game, and then the home crowd and all that stuff kicks in.
Let's see. Somebody asked me what the money line was on Jacksonville. It wasn't crazy because Vegas was not going to let you make hay there because they hate Florida State. But at the same time, they were making sure you made no money off Florida State at all. They gave Florida State a $4,000 money line, meaning you would win $4,000 if you bet $100. And on Jacksonville State, they only gave you $1,200. So you won $1,200 on a $100 bet with Jacksonville State over the weekend. If you wanted to bet on a spread, it was 26.5. With the Noles and the Gamecocks there. So, let's see. Tulane beat Morgan State, which was a horrific FCS team over the weekend. 69-something, I think.
There's nothing to be read into that.
I mean, they're awful.
Yes.
I read somewhere Morgan State has not had a winning record since 2014. They played it in front of like 2,000 people at Legion Field.
It was like 2,200 people.
Poor guys. Like, it just
sucks. Oh, it sucks. Sure.
I hope they get home soon. Like, I thought that they would be about ready to leave. I mean, power has gotten back on, some different things. I was hoping that – I don't think Tulane's doing academic stuff back in person until, like, 1st of October.
I think that's
like October
true.
10th, October 12th.
I could be dead wrong here, and I'll find out later this week.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going back for another week.
Okay. Yeah, I followed enough. I mean, it's not anywhere near like Neil's Iowa thing, but I guess with New Orleans, I'm like a pseudo Tulane fan a little bit, so I keep up with
it. Oh, way to go. That'll be obvious on Saturday.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm the garb I'm planning to wear.
Yeah.
I mean, you haven't seen the level of green wave stuff that I have in store for Saturday night.
I mean, we got a chance at just lots of powder blue, although I get a sense that Ole Miss will go red tops.
I bet it's red tops on
gray
Saturday.
Pants.
Yeah.
Appease the
because I was talking to my buddy. I was talking to my buddy on Twitter from Tulane over in the week, and they're like, "Hey, we'll get you some Tulane stuff or whatever." And somebody was like, "Hey, man," was like, "Yeah," because they play. I was like, "Well, okay, hold on, like, can't do that this week. Like, we're not gonna be able to. We can't do that." But I would love some garb. You also, between Hotty Toddy and Hullabaloo, you get two of the longer chants in college football. You get two really really long cheers that don't seem to stop over the course of.
Yeah, if you drop somebody from another planet into Oxford to listen to those two cheers, they'd be like, what in the hell?
Hullabaloo might be the – of the ones I know, I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of college cheers that I just don't know because we cover this area of the country. Hullabaloo and Bada Gitta are the two that I just frankly don't understand when I hear them half the time, like even probably more so than Hotty Toddy. Like, I just – it.
Yeah, the first time I heard Bada Gitta as a beat writer, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I don't.
And then when I knew all the words, I was like, I've been on this beat too long.
But it's catchy enough that you
can't help but hear it.
Yeah, like with Tulane, I've said this 1,000 times, you learn it because at baseball, and I've covered a lot of Tulane baseball for some reason over the course of the last 20 years, is that they do it almost after every hit and almost every run scored. So it's constant.
That would wear me out.
I mean, it's just non-freaking stop with Tulane baseball. And it's a one, a two, a hell of a hullabaloo, a hullabaloo, Ray Ray, a hullabaloo, Ray Ray, hooray, hooray, vars, vars, TA, 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 vars, vars, TA, Tulane.
That's too
Listen much. To that like 47 no. times over the course of, I mean, yeah, so. Just prepare thyselves, because I do think Tulane will score a few points on Saturday.
What's Tulane's fight song? Do they have a fight song?
I don't know.
Okay.
No clue. That's the only Tulane cheer that I'm overly aware of. I mean, we can find out.
I'm sure they've got one. I just can't place it. Like, the really good fight songs, you think about them. You know them.
Yeah, like, I don't know the – I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it here, but I don't know the They all have pretty much the same lyrics. Like, every fight song essentially has the same lyrics.
Yeah, because they all got written.
We're all holding lines and things.
Well, they got written back in the days when, you know, everybody was playing kind of the wing tee.
Like. Okay, it's not. I had one here, but it's not really letting me play it the way I'm into. So, anyway, I don't know. We'll talk a little more NFL. Again, Tuesdays, for anybody who's new, our numbers are up, so there actually could be some new people that aren't used to listening to us every single day. Tuesday is typically when we do a lot of NFL. Couple reasons for that. We talk college heavy on Mondays, and also the Monday night game has been played. We can look at standings and things along those natures.
Tomorrow we will break down Ravens Raiders in a way that nobody else will.
I mean, we'll make so many different takes off week one in the NFL. That, yeah. So, anyway, just heads up. That's sort of the way the schedule works. That's what we do. Yeah, that's a good point, Avery. I don't expect many Tulane fans. I mean, I just don't see how they will fill up much of anything on Saturday. But maybe we'll see.
What was the crowd for Ole Miss the other night?
I never saw one announced. It looked okay. About what I thought. I mean,
the Grove looked pretty full.
The pictures that I saw, if you said guess the attendance, I would have guessed very, very high 40s, maybe into a 50, maybe somewhere in there.
Is it bad that I get almost gleefully joyful seeing, like, the pictures of the full tailgates and the full stadiums? It just makes me happy because I think, A, it tells me football's back, and B, I think of all the people who are triggered, and it makes me happy that they're triggered.
Well, I mean, we know so many people who, by God, that's what, you know, that's their Saturday. They look forward to that all year, and I mean, you lose that for a year where you didn't get it at all in 2020. I mean, I was joking with Keith Carter about that. I mean, the other day when we talked to him for the show was, I mean, yeah, it's lanes, but there had not been a walk of champions since Keith was announced as AD.
Yeah.
Like, and it feels like that was 4 years ago with everything that happens. I mean, it feels like
Keith's been the AD. So what did they do? They just created a wider lane for them?
I think they kept people off of them a little more. But, yeah, otherwise, I think it was completely normal or nothing different at all. So. Podcast brought to you in part by Tyson Drugs and G&M Pharmacy. G&M there on South Lamar in Oxford. Tyson Drugs on the Square in Holly Springs. They deliver locally in the Oxford area, and they offer MedScene to fill your prescriptions the same day each month and take care of you, get the medicine you need when you need it, whether it's one pickup or one delivery. So to find out more, 662-236-2222.
We're also brought to you by Pinnacle. They're based in Madison, Mississippi. They represent clients in more than 20 states. They have advisors in multiple states as well. It's mypinwealth.com, mypinwealth.com. We're also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, Grenada Nissan's the place to go. They have a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles, great lease deals as well. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com. Brought to you by John Edwards, Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. He's part of Virtuoso. It's a worldwide network of travel partners that allows John to supply his clients with added values, unique benefits, simply not available to other travelers. Give John some parameters. Give him a budget. He'll give you options that you're not going to find on your own. And no, you don't have to live in or near Memphis to take advantage of his services. 901-494-3387 or send him an email, jedwards@regencytravel.net. First-time clients can save $50 off their first booked trip just by telling John you heard about Regency Travel on the podcast. I'll have a mailbag up on Wednesday. It's brought to you by Whitney McNutt, Tommy Morgan Incorporated Realtors, serving you for all your real estate needs in Oxford and Tupelo. Whitney sells condos, land, commercial, and residential family homes. And you can reach her at 662-567-2573 or 662-842-3844. Podcast also brought to you by Service Specialist, with offices in Ridgeland, Canton, Jackson, and Oxford. Service Specialist has been connecting candidates and employers since 1967 as the oldest staffing company in Mississippi. Whether you're a new college grad or a seasoned professional, whether you're in engineering, dentistry, accounting, law, manufacturing, human resources, or more, you should contact Service Specialist. If you're a recent grad without much experience, reach out to Service Specialist. They're always looking for candidates that have potential and want to learn and get their foot in the door with growth opportunities. Look, Mississippi's a small state. Service Specialist always knows about jobs that never get advertised. So if you're looking to hire quality talent for your company, Service Specialist has names and resumes ready for your perusal. If you're thinking about looking for a new job or you're looking to relocate to Mississippi, but you have some confidentiality concerns, call Service Specialist. No referral fees for those searching for a job either. You have nothing to lose. So call Service Specialist at 662-832-5138 or go to ServiceSpecialistLTD.com. Also brought to you by Alpha Specialties, located at 1670 Highway 80 in Pearl, Mississippi. They are your trailer-specific professional. If you want to haul it, they can call it at Alpha. They have the premium trailer dealership in Mississippi. They've got Load Trail. They've got Hallmark cargo trailers. They can even work with third parties to have game day trailers and concession trailers built just for you. AlphaOfMS.com or 601-932-9798. I'm going to be talking to Chase Campbell a little later today. We'll have that up to you Tuesday, Wednesday, somewhere in there. It's brought to you by The Rogue. It's your destination for fine men's clothing. Their stylist hand-select pieces from top designers. From work to lifestyle to nightlife, there's the perfect something for everyone at The Rogue. All the best items from Peter Millar, Martin Dingman, Jack Victor, Halsey, True Grit, Duckhead, and more at The Rogue. 4450 I-55 North in Jackson or TheRogue.com. And brought to you by Joey Erickson at Heron Gear Chevrolet. Let Joey help you find the vehicle you're looking for at a price you can afford. Choose from a full selection of new Chevy vehicles or get a great deal on numerous brands of reliable pre-owned vehicles. 662-571-2367 or go by and see him at 1685 High Street in Jackson.
Let's see. 10 thoughts are up. Snap counts are up as well. Ole Miss did a much better job. Not really a better job. They got people off the field. I think offensively, the most snaps played by anybody other than Bryce Ramsey, because they were really low in center, with Orlando Amano out, with 60. And those were Corral and the other offensive linemen. They played 60. Ely, really on a snap count, only played 14 snaps on Saturday night against Austin Peay.
What Parrish play?
Parrish was the most of any running back, 34. Let's see. Snoop Connor, 21. Bullock, 21.
Okay.
Parrish, 34. Melton got 24 snaps. Acker got 24 snaps. They got a little bit of work there out of that backup offensive line to get some reps during the course of it. Bryce Ramsey played 79, again, because they're just low at center with a mono out. Carter Colquitt played the other five at the position.
It's my understanding, by the way, that Orlando Amano will play on Saturday.
Yeah, he was just 5 days.
They were being smart.
Yeah. DeMarcus Thomas got his first action of the year. Braylon Brown got his first action. He played 5 snaps.
Miles Battle.
He didn't play, yes.
Yep.
J.J. Henry, Quay Davis at least got in the game some.
Yeah.
Danis played 19. He had at least a miscue on the route there at one point.
Yeah, they need him to be something, and so far.
Just not there right now. Yeah, Miles Battle played 41 snaps on Saturday.
Yeah, he was not available against Louisville.
Okay. Kedron and Otis played the most on defense, 60 apiece out of 85.
They're both really good players.
Chance played 56, Finley 55, Sam Williams 49, and then on.
How many Keys play?
Keys played. Let's see, 31.
Okay.
Yeah, where I've got him.
Mark says Ely was on crutches in the second half. I mean, here's the thing. It's just almost impossible to get injury stuff.
Okay, I didn't see that.
Yeah. We'll dig into it. He's going to get asked about it today. He typically doesn't answer those questions. So you have to carefully dig into the program a little bit, and mm-hmm. that takes some time. Someone says he hurt an ankle in the first quarter.
Okay. I mean, I'll take your word for it. Actually, I had the wrong number on this. Keys did not play.
Oh, Keys didn't play?
Keys did not play.
Okay.
Wait, I think he got banged up against Louisville. I thought Keys got banged up against Louisville.
Maybe
for some
so.
Reason. Yeah, for some reason I thought that. So, yeah, I had the wrong number. Keys did not get in the game. Let's see. I don't know. As much as I've covered TCU, because I've actually covered TCU in multiple sports, or actually all three major sports, I don't know anything about their fan base or their chants or anything. I do not recall them from the Peach Bowl that evening. The loud media members were all I remember from the Peach Bowl that day.
Yeah,
the media members were trying to do that TV show behind us and were incredibly loud.
Oh, yeah, they were loud.
They were very excited, and they were having a big day.
My patience had been tested earlier in the day with the whole
yours 40, have been paced.
40 Eric Winter stuff.
Jeffrey was a little snippy. It was a bit of a moment there for a few minutes inside the inside the dome.
Yeah,
as we were doing that. Now look, I tell you the most promising thing from the Saints yesterday afternoon, beyond what we've already discussed, because they just dominated the line of scrimmage. Injuries are still a problem. Depth still an issue. They're not a very deep team. And they had a couple more guys go out. McCoy, their standout center, got hurt yesterday. Lattimore has a cast on his wrist. I mean, there's some stuff.
Yeah.
But they ran the same offense with Winston. I mean, he was very good in the short and intermediate. He did not make any mistakes. He ran a Breeze-type offense. And then there at the end, he hit the big home run. Deontay Harris, he does have an arm. He can push the ball down the field when it's open. I mean, it was... pretty
was
impressive
the first
from
pick
Winston
of the draft.
Yesterday. I mean, it was...
He's not like some seventh-round project. I mean, he was the first pick of the draft. He's
talented. Yeah.
No one's ever questioned his talent.
And he made one mistake, and it was nullified by a penalty, which shouldn't have been a penalty, although they missed a defensive pass interference penalty on the same play. Because Deuce had a counter thought back to me on the internet, but I still think I'm right. He was not roughing the passer. There was nothing to the head and neck area at all. He hit him in the chest.
Yeah.
But he got a very veteran quarterback roughing the passer.
Well, they're going to protect the quarterback in that league.
Yeah. And it was an incredibly hard hit. It was also completely legal.
Yeah. They really would rather them not hit the quarterback.
They would.
If there was a way for them to wear another jersey to symbol no hitting – and that jersey looked good.
Like some sort of electronic thing where when you're
a shield,
something, it's over. Yeah, something like that.
I think they would do it. And I don't blame them because people come to see the quarterbacks.
I mean, this is how well they ran the football. They won the game, 38-3? And Winston completed 14 of 20 passes for 5 touchdowns and only 148 yards.
Ooh, they really did run it.
Yeah, I mean, he was fine. He was good. He made no mistakes. But 5 of his 14 completions went for touchdowns.
Wow.
I mean, they ran the ball to the red zone, and then he threw it in a few times, or 5 times.
It's got to alarm the Packers. Those numbers have to – I mean, whoa.
Yo, no, it was
– that flight back to Lambeau, they landed
complete
at Lambeau.
And utter demolition.
Landed at Lambeau and turned the film on. I mean, you got to figure this out.
No, they were destroyed up front on both sides of the line of scrimmage. Just destroyed.
Who are the Saints playing week 2?
I don't even know their schedule. I know they come back home for the Giants in week 4.
Here, I'm pulling up week 2. I'm curious now.
Okay. For NFL in general?
Yeah. Okay. We talked about Giants.
Chiefs-Browns was the best game of the day. I really enjoyed that game.
It was
game.
A great game.
Yeah, I enjoyed that game. Miami-New England was fun yesterday. Two young quarterbacks.
Who won?
Miami won, I believe.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so we get Patriots at Jets, Broncos at Jags, Bills at Dolphins, Niners at Eagles, Rams at Colts, Raiders at the Steelers, Bengals at the Bears, Texans at the Browns, Saints go to Carolina.
Okay.
The Vikings go to Phoenix. Atlanta plays Tampa Bay. So far, there's not a lot here. Tennessee and
Tennessee,
Seattle
Seattle's
play.
An interesting game.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of Ole Miss people will obviously watch that because of AJ and DK. Cowboys at Chargers could be interesting. Cowboys looked pretty good in that loss.
God, this is a dud one.
Chiefs and Ravens are the Sunday night game.
Chiefs giving 2.5 to the Ravens, by the way.
And then the Monday night game, yuck.
Detroit and Green Bay.
Yuck.
So Green Bay gets to sit on that for 8 days, too. In the same time, and then play a Detroit team, which will tell them nothing about where they are.
They better win it, because otherwise they're going to
tell them a lot. Couldn't
yeah,
it?
It's yeah. going to say, whoa. Welcome to hell, boys. Yeah. I'm like now looking at week 3 to see if there's a game that stands out.
We got some bad scheduling?
I mean, like, I'm halfway through the week 3 slate, and nothing's pulling my attention. Bucks and Rams, that's a good game.
It is.
Potentially a really good game. And then NBC is banking on the Packers because they went Packers-Niners for the Sunday night game.
Okay.
And then Eagles-Cowboys is the Monday night game. And that's got a chance to be a good game.
So, Vegas, line movement here after the way yesterday went. Indianapolis opened, I guess yesterday morning, as a 1-point favorite against the Rams next week. And that game is now shifted to the Rams giving 4. A 5-point movement in one day in the NFL is something you hardly ever see. Is bettors went, ooh, we're all over that one. So in Indianapolis next week, the Rams now giving 4 in that game.
Look, it's one game, but the Rams looked like a Super Bowl contender.
They did. And the Colts did not.
No.
The Saints are giving 3 in Carolina on Sunday.
Probably lay in the 3. It'll be a little challenge to go there.
But. Seattle giving 6 to the Titans at home.
What's wrong with the Titans? Defense still bad?
I watched none of it. I didn't either. They got mauled, but I watched.
So I watched Vikings-Bengals because I'm a lifelong Bengals fan.
Yes.
I watched Vikings-Bengals. Then I studied world history for about 2 hours. And then I turned on, like I said, I turned on the Saints to watch the Saints, and it was 31-3. And I'm like, well, I'll find something else. And I watched Browns, Chiefs.
Gotcha.
Patrick Mahomes is a bad boy.
Just willed him to it yesterday.
I mean, Mayfield's a very good quarterback.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is an historically good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
His skill set is just – it really has no flaw. And he's super competitive, and he's very smart. I mean, the whole – everything you could want in a quarterback, he's got.
Yeah. It's 1 week. I'm not changing predictions on the Saints. I mean, it was obviously a good sign, but well, wait a minute.
I don't know.
It was a fun day.
They're in a division where
– Tampa.
Yeah, but the other two teams
– are bad. Because Atlanta's awful.
I mean –
look, I think they're a wild card team. I think they're in the playoffs. I don't think they're winning the division.
The only teams in the NFC, though, that look, quote, good, end quote, are Tampa, the Rams.
The entire West.
The whole West.
To some extent.
And the Saints.
Yeah.
There's no good team in the Central.
No. I don't think so either.
I mean, Lions are bad. Bears are bad.
Vikings are meh.
Vikings are, yeah, they're whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, they're fine, but it's Kirk Cousins at quarterback. It's a quarterback league, man. I mean, if
they're
you
probably the 5 through the 7, and then they're headed to, I don't know, L.A. or Arizona or Seattle or something.
You're going to have to go win a West game.
Yeah, you see what happens. I think that's probably what's going on. Yeah, it says Kyler Murray went for 289 and 4 on
He's
Sunday.
A stud.
Yeah, Derrick Henry only had 58 yards. So a little bit of both there for the Titans. So, yeah, more NFL tomorrow. We'll look at some other games. Obviously, we hit the ones that we watch the most, teams that we pull for and follow. And then whatever else goes on, Lane Kiffin speaking to the media today around noon. We'll have reaction from that on the site and on the podcast as we move forward. So I hope all of you have a wonderful day, wonderful week, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.